This is Akashvani, the news read by Aparajita Nair. Both the Houses of Parliament today witnessed multiple adjournments over the reported remarks of Karnataka Deputy Chief Minister D.K. Shivakumar to change the constitution for providing reservation to a particular minority group. The Rajya Sabha was adjourned for the day, while Lok Sabha witnessed two adjournments over the issue. In the Rajya Sabha, when the House reassembled after the second adjournment at 2:15 amid din, the House cleared a few amendments made by Lok Sabha in the Oil Fields Regulation and Development Amendment Bill 2024. The bill has already been passed by the Rajya Sabha. As ruckus continued, the House was adjourned for the day. Earlier, when the House reassembled after the first adjournment at 2 p.m., Leader of Opposition Mallikarjun Kharge clarified that Karnataka Deputy Chief Minister has not said anything to change the constitution, alleging that it was the ruling party leaders who have talked about changing the constitution many times. Countering Mr. Kharge, Leader of the House J.P. Nadda said Dr. B.R. Ambedkar and Sardar Vallabhbhai Patel were against the reservation based on religion. In the Lok Sabha, when the House reassembled after first adjournment at 12 noon, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju highlighted that the issue of reservation based on religion had come in 1947 and it was rejected then by all the prominent leaders. As the pandemonium continued, the presiding officer adjourned the House till 2 p.m. Rajya Sabha Chairman Jagdeep Dhankar has expressed concern over the issue of recovery of cash from Delhi High Court Judge Justice Yashwant Verma's residence following a fire and called for eradication of such malaise to prevent recurrence. Mr. Dhankar stated this during a meeting with the Leader of the House, J.P. Nadda, and Leader of Opposition Mallikarjun Kharge over the issue in the Parliament House. Meanwhile, the Delhi High Court has withdrawn all judicial work from Justice Yashwant Verma with immediate effect. Justice Verma has denied the allegations. President Draupadi Murmu has called upon the tribal community to avail benefits of all the central schemes to achieve self-reliance. The president was speaking at the Foundation Day celebration of Bharatiya Biswa Basu Shabira Samaj at Kaliapalli in Nayagarh district of Odisha this evening. She reaffirmed the central government's commitment to improving infrastructure in tribal villages by emphasizing on quality education, skill development and mobile connectivity. The president reached Bhubaneswar this afternoon on a two-day visit to her home state, Odisha. Earlier in the day, President Murmu attended the Silver Jubilee celebrations of Chhattisgarh Legislative Assembly in Raipur. Speaking on the occasion, the president said the task of integrating people affected by left-wing extremism to the mainstream of society has reached its final and decisive stage.
वामपंथी उग्रवाद से प्रभावित लोगों को समाज की मुख्य धारा में जोड़ने का कार्य अंतिम और निर्णायक दौर में पहुंच गया है मुझे बताया गया है छत्तीसगढ़ के नक्सल प्रभावित क्षेत्रों के लोग विकास के मार्ग पर आगे बढ़ना चाहते हैं मुझे विश्वास है कि छत्तीसगढ़ को उग्रवाद से पूर्णतया मुक्त करने के प्रयास में आप सब शीघ्र ही सफलता प्राप्त करेंगे और राज्यों के इतिहास में एक स्वर्णिम अध्याय जोड़ेंगे
Powerlifters Jhandu Kumar and Seema Rani broke national records at the ongoing Khelo India Para Games in the national capital today. Seema Rani from Punjab and Jhandu Kumar from Bihar created history with their remarkable performances. Seema Rani lifted 97 kg in the elite 61 kg category, setting a new national record and securing the gold medal. In the same category, Zainab Khatun won silver, while M. Nathia claimed bronze. Jhandu Kumar broke the national record in the elite 72 kg category by lifting an impressive 206 kg, earning him the gold medal. Ramu Bhai won silver, while Vikram Singh secured bronze in this category. In the IPL cricket, chasing a fighting target of 210 set by Lucknow Super Giants, Delhi Capitals were at 65 for 5 in 6.4 overs at the ACA International Cricket Stadium, Vishakhapatnam, when reports last came in. Earlier, Delhi Capitals won the toss and opted to field. And that is the end of this news bulletin.